Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Wagwanma. Hello, hello, hello. Let me get a little show business out of the way to start this morning. I believe we are still under shadow ban on Twitch. So for those of you who normally watch this program on Twitch, you will have to go to YouTube this morning until we are able to ascertain what occurred on this radio program yesterday or elsewhere. That led to a ban.
I'd ask this question. Who effed up the church's money here?
Great question.
Because I can't even log in. I'm like, what's going on, man?
It could be Curtis. Could be me. Could be something Courtney said. I have no idea.
I thought anything goes on Twitch.
No.
Well, no boobs. Were there any boobs yesterday?
Yeah, no boobs, no all 22s.
We didn't have an all 22 yesterday. Right. I mean, Wiggy did reference the all 22s
right
several times, but I think you could talk about it. You just can't
show it.
Show it.
Correct. And posted it on his story, and maybe they then went back to a week ago. So maybe Wiggy effed up the church's money.
Yeah, but I didn't post it a week ago.
We did it on Twitch.
No, that ain't my fault.
Good luck also getting a hold of any human being
right
at any kind of digital platform ever. Mm-hmm. Like, they have no, and this is old head central right here, they have no actual hardline phones that are available at the business. Like, there's no, I mean, it's actually a pretty good philosophy, because then you never have to deal with anybody, any customer or anybody who's ever complaining.
But that's not an old head call. That is, everybody is annoyed by that now.
Yes. I mean, you can't, if you get banned on any of the social medias, good luck getting back on or getting a hold of everybody.
Yeah.
And then your life is ruined.
You have to actually jump in YouTube, though.
Well, you have to go and actually try to interact and talk with other human beings.
Right.
So
I'm old enough to remember when people celebrated the president being banned from using social medias. And now those same people are saying the First Amendment's under attack because of a late night host.
Oh, yeah. I remember that too, Curtis.
Two live crew rejoin. Banned in the USA.
Yeah, we could. Well, we're banned in Boston.
Or bands that make her dance.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Bands that make a Juicy J.
All right. Good strip club song.
That's what James is going to be for Halloween.
But good morning and hello to those who are up early and watching on YouTube and participating in the fiery back and forth that is the YouTube chat.
That's where I am.
For this show. That's where you are right now?
It says Christian Arcan, but that's really me.
You're in there under Arcan.
Well, I just went to
a great bit.
I just went to YouTube. Oh.
I was just so confused because I saw Christian Arcan commenting in it saying Wagwan. And I said, he making fun of Wiggy?
He doesn't seem like a big Wagwan guy.
No, you never know.
I mean, Wiggy is really the he's the king of the Wagwan.
Yeah. So,
all right. Well,
shout out to all my Caribbean people out there, especially my Jamaicans.
What time is the rapture happening? Is that before the end of the show, or is that during Jones and Keefe, or when? Like, how many?
It's during grab bag.
How many hours do we have left?
They're not giving us an exact time, and okay. Now they're saying okay. It could happen today or tomorrow. Yeah, it's my lead this morning because it was my entire algorithm yesterday. Yeah. We should have ended the show yesterday saying, well, if this is it, goodbye. Yeah. We love you all because we didn't know if we were going to wake up this morning.
Oh, girl, this got to be bad, Lord Jesus.
I got to tell you, they lose a little bit of credibility with me mm-hmm. when predicting that the end of the world is happening on Tuesday or
okay.
it could happen on Wednesday. Like, I mean, if it's happening and you're getting a message from God, God is not telling you, hey, I'm going to try to get to this Tuesday,
right.
but I got a lot on my plate, so it might not happen until Wednesday.
Like, at least the Mayans may have been wrong, but at least they nailed down an exact day.
Correct, Shai.
Yeah. Well, it's coinciding with Rosh Hashanah. Happy Sweet New Year to all of our Jewish listeners.
Yes.
But that's both today and tomorrow.
Okay. So the end of the world is today or tomorrow?
Yes, Jesus will come back.
All right, and the Mayans had it in 2012, but I feel like when I was a kid, it always came up in inquiring minds, like the world was always going to end. So,
yeah. Well, with
holler at me when it ends.
With our luck, the Red Sox will lock down the second wild card spot, and then the rapture will happen. Right. All right, hey, legit, Curtis, we are smack dab at the end of a legit pennant race right now.
I have pennant fever.
Six left, beginning this evening, and you own the second wild card spot if you're the Boston Red Sox. Game up on the Guardians and the Stros. Really, I guess. Two games up.
Yeah.
Because you got the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
So and a tiny little chance that you can indeed secure home field if you can catch the Yankees. But unlikely.
Right.
Unlikely that you will catch the Yankees.
You're not gonna pick up three games, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or three games in that amount of time. But it'll be I believe a week from today. We will be getting ready for Garrett Crochet and the beginning of a best of three wild card round in Seattle, Houston, someplace like that. Which
I would
be
scoreboard watch. If you're going to scoreboard watch, obviously, I think you want to scoreboard watch Houston more than Cleveland because Houston road is a lot easier than Cleveland. So as far as the teams that they're playing, Cleveland's playing Detroit and Texas. Houston's playing the Athletics and the Angels. So. You might want to scoreboard, but take care of your business and everything's good.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure you'd like to right off the bat this morning give Alex Cora all the credit in the world for getting this team there.
No, I give it all to Breslow.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we found out. When it's bad, it's Breslow. When it's good, it must be Breslow. So he's the one that gets all the credit.
Craig.
Okay. All right, what's Cora get?
You wanted him fired at a certain point. So he was getting all the bad as well.
Nah, not really. When we discuss bad, with this baseball team, it was either players or Breslow.
It's the only time in my life when you have a legit critique of the manager of the Red Sox, you're the bad guy. Yeah. It's very odd and unsettling.
I completely remove Alex Cora from anything. He is just there. He is kind of like, what's the person who comes out and does all the stuff, the president's secretary there,
Press secretary.
Caroline Levitt?
Well, whoever that is. Yeah, I don't blame anything on Cora.
Okay.
I don't give him any credit. Yeah. It's all Breslow and players.
I see.
That's what everybody tells me.
Wiggy Jean-Pierre.
Listen, I think you get a little bit of a pass on some of the injury stuff that you've dealt with during the season. And you got yourself in a position to be a wild card team. So, six left, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. You can watch us talk about it on YouTube, but you cannot watch us talk about it on Twitch because we are shadow banned.
All right. I think that's good thing.
Oh,
I feel like when you get banned, that's like when you made it.
In the streets?
Oh, yeah. That's so you made it.
We got to throw that out.
That's like our jail time.
can you get the word out in the streets that we are banned in Boston?
That's like being outside and saying, I did some time. The instant street cred goes up.
All right. It's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on. Do we know what time Ty Law is coming on this morning? Shime or Curtis? Is
I'm waiting for a text message response, but okay. I believe he will be on at 8:20 this morning.
Okay. All right. Ty Law coming up, and we will continue to dissect the football game that occurred at Gillette Stadium on Sunday and did not go that well, and the fallout thereabouts.
Aren't you always fascinated as what is the pullout sort of couple quotes from the weekly Vrabel interview? Like, I'm always, in the real time, you know, some years, you know, burn cash, it's kind of obvious. But there's been some speculation around Boston that there is a building frustration for the between the head coach and the quarterback. That Wiggy asked the question about the pylon throw that ultimately ended our run on Twitch, that Mike Vrabel said, you definitely don't want to line it or what?
Throw it flat.
And that was the frustration. So he was kind of defending McDaniels, which was another one people were speculating, how do they get along?
Yeah.
He said, I didn't have a problem with the three throws. There was one play that Drake could have checked to a run, and he critiqued the way in which he threw the pass that was ultimately deflected for an interception.
Huh? I said that to Wiggy off air. I said the way in which he answers questions about Drake doesn't necessarily make me believe that he sold on him.
Right.
It, like everything, and Wiggy brought up a good point coming back at me saying, well, you know, maybe you need to earn it before he starts praising you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that maybe he's cut from that school. But I mean, other than Shine, everybody thinks the throw should have been back pylon except for Shine. You know, I believe it. Vrabel believes it.
Nope, Vrabel didn't agree with you.
Putting air on it, Shine, means what? If you put air on it.
Well, he didn't say back pylon.
You specifically asked back pylon, and he specifically did not agree with
you. But if you put air on it, where do you think the ball would land?
Well, it would land in the back portion of the end zone.
Yes.
But I will say that Mike Vrabel may have just been referring to the rather obvious fact that you need to throw the ball with enough air so that it is to be able to progress over the hands, the outstretched hands of a D lineman.
Right.
I think that was the main point that Mike Vrabel might have been
and
making.
And what he's saying is when it lands, it'll land in the area of that back corner of the end zone. We call it in the world of football, we call it the back pylon.
Yeah.
We don't say drive the ball. When you say put air on it, that's telling you put air on it to where only your receiver can catch it, or it might bounce in the back end of the end zone and go out of bounds.
I don't think Drake May is the biggest problem that you have on the football team.
No way.
Hell no.
No, it's not even close. No.
I think who's going to be running the football is the biggest problem you have.
But the PFF grade for the last game for our own Drake May was abysmal.
Yeah.
They had Mac Jones with a much better weekend than
I mean, did you hear Mike Tomlin say that they went into that game full well knowing that Ramondre Stevenson was going to fumble the football and it was at the top of the list of the things that they were going to attempt to cause? That's a problem for you.
Yeah, I get it.
If that's your guy.
I mean, I would be doing the same thing if I played against King Henry in Baltimore. Right? And be like, hey, any chance we get, let's punch at the football, let's rip at it because it looks like he's got the fumbles. And I would do the same thing with Ramondre. I would say you're right, Greg. It is the running back situation on who's going to carry the football. And then the other thing I would say, it would be the secondary.
Yeah. And I don't understand why you don't just let your guy Travion eat. What are you waiting for? Like, what's the downside?
I have no clue. I don't get it.
I mean, if he can't be worse. And so
the issue is protecting Drake May, that there's concerns about that. And also that he can't withstand the three downs workload at this stage of his development.
Yeah, but you don't need him to play three downs. Yeah. You just need him to be the primary ball carrier.
You could put a Gibson in there for third down. And I get, Curtis, I completely agree with the pass protection. I asked about it because I've been watching that area closely, and he's struggled since the beginning of the year when it comes to pass protection. But you could put Gibson in there as your third down back and maybe give Travion the ball on first and second down. And you're not a team that's going to give a running back the ball 30 times a game. So you're probably just going to give him, if he can't withstand 15, 18 carries?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell did you draft the kid for?
I just think they have to figure it out. And, like, Ramondre carrying the football around all day long in Foxborough or wherever is not the solution to me. Like, your best running back is your quarterback,
right?
and that's an issue.
That's
I think,
a major
for you.
Problem. And the thing about guys that have this fumbling issue is it takes away their ability to run the football because they're so focused on securing it that they're not running at their best because they got two hands on the football as they're going through the hole when they should only have one and be looking to create.
I was just going to say it's a mental game for him now. And so, yeah, you can practice it all you want. But right. I think once he gets into games, his yep. mental capacity completely changes. They need to get a sports psychologist or something in there.
Yeah. Sports psychologist. Well, hold on to the football. I mean,
But sometimes, like, yeah, you can say that to a guy all you want. But for three seasons now, this has been an issue for him.
I don't know why they gave him $18 million.
Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Which you still owe him. Like,
the hell's a sports guy psychologist going to tell him?
I don't know.
They have a lot of people that work with, like...
Man, get your ass in there and hold on to the football. We cut you.
You don't think Bill said that to him? You don't think that Gerard said that to him?
Well, then guess what? Cut his ass.
It's not Courtney's fault. It's her generation. Yeah. The answer is therapy.
Yeah.
Right. That'll fix everything.
Yeah, I think it would. I think it would help him.
I can imagine.
Maybe a hypnosis? Yeah.
I can imagine Parcells going, hey, somebody going, we should bring in a sports psychologist for Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, God, thank you. I thought you were going to tell me, I need more therapy.
Could he work remotely on Sunday, Ramondre Stevenson? That help?
I hope he does.
The only reason he's still here, according to the people that cover the team, is that contract.
Yeah.
And I say to that, F the contract.
Yeah.
You have $1 billion under the cap.
Yeah.
If he's not the right running back, eat the money, Robert, and bring in someone else.
It was a terrible contract when you gave it to him in the first place. Like, get over it.
Right. And I think Bill would have cut him. I know Bill gave him time, but I think
Bill had a soft spot for Ramondre. He loved him, Ramondre.
Right, but eventually you got to get to the point where it's like, if you can't hold on to the football, we're just going to ship you up out of here. So you have to figure that out. I guess maybe you could see a sports psychologist and they'll say, you know, what's the root of it? What happened when you were a kid? You know, did somebody take your lunch money? I don't know.
There are a lot of sports psychologists out there. You can laugh. Right. Wiggy, you can laugh and joke about it all you want.
They're like the colorists. They're just taking people's money.
Color analyst.
Oh, sorry. Color analyst. Okay.
And I would also say, to defend Courtney, the Michigan sports psychologist wrote a book, and Tom Brady wrote the foreword about all the help he had given him
in his
career.
Okay. Yeah,
that's all Tom Brady making money, man.
I don't think he gets paid for a foreword.
You don't think Tom Brady ain't just putting words in somebody's book without no bread coming his way?
Did you see Tom get pissed about Portnoy saying how much money he heard he was making in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, I saw that. I think Dave Portnoy said it was $75 million that he was getting.
And I was going to say, last week, Courtney apologized to me for no reason, and I have to apologize to Courtney and Wiggy because I trust Portnoy's sources on that.
Oh, yeah.
And Brady being pissed about it means it's right.
Yeah, of course.
What was he
pissed
about?
Also, the dog people are coming at Tom Brady
for
the comment that he made during the game. Are we getting to that during they said it or no? Do you want to?
Sure, if you want to.
We should.
I can get it.
Yeah.
He just quote tweeted Portnoy's thing on his morning show and saying, "Oh, like I guess we're just making things up now."
Yeah. So it's not 75 million.
Yeah, so that means it definitely is.
Right. It's totally.
It's actually more than 75 million.
I will never doubt what the Saudis will pay again.
Yeah. No. Never, Curtis. I told you.
I know. I just said you were right.
They got that FU money.
Yes, Wiggy. We know you love Saudi Arabia.
And there's dinosaurs there.
How long until there is an NFL franchise in Dubai? And would you guess?
No, never happen.
London.
Never happen. London. It's too difficult to do.
It's going to happen in London, yes. But I'm asking.
It won't happen in London. It won't happen in Saudi. Well. Guys will not do it. Courtney, it is too difficult.
It's not that difficult.
Matter. It doesn't matter what the guys want to do.
It does. You got to get it through the union.
Wiggy, it's a multi-billion-dollar machine.
It's too hard, Greg. I'm telling you.
And what's so difficult about it?
Because here's the thing. If you live in London, every game for you on the road is going to be
it's like a West Coast game for us.
But that's every single road game.
I understand.
But we don't play on the West Coast every road.
Right, I understand.
Right, so every road game is going to be 6+ hours.
Yeah.
But think about it this way. My guess is you would play 4 to 5 road games consecutively, which would then also give you like a 7-week stretch where you're not traveling at all. So
yeah, but
I
then
think it would
imagine that, you as a player, so now I got to be on the road for 4 to 5 weeks.
I think they're going to be at a nice Hojo's.
But that is annoying. Matter. You're away from your family.
Right. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. They'll wait
until the Saudis, your favorite people, start dangling giant bars of gold bullion in the direction of the NFL, and they will find a way to get a franchise over there. I predict.
All right, we'll probably be dead and long gone by the time that happens.
We are going to be because we're hours away from the rapture.
True.
So,
do we know where Jesus is coming?
We are not sure yet.
What would you wear to ascend? Would you want to be in something comfortable? Would you want to be in something?
I'd want to be nude.
I think it's
Courtney goes to the out.
I think it's an athleisure thing.
I agree.
I would assume.
We agree. You want to be presentable when you.
It's not like traveling on a plane. What are we doing?
You're suddenly there. I don't know if it matters really what kind of first impression you're making.
No, I don't think you're suddenly there. They're talking about you ascending. So you are like, you're being taken up in the sky.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but like if you're taken to like heaven or the oblivion, and you're just going to be in whatever possibly could be the most comfortable thing anyways.
I just thought about it while I got dressed this morning.
I'm assuming it's heaven. They probably give you a robe. I would assume that they provide you with some. Probably everybody wears the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, stop repenting now because if not, you won't be ascending. You'll be descending.
You'll be just left here.
That is true.
There's uniforms in heaven?
Yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say probably there's probably tiers of tiers of who you are,
right.
I would assume, and that's probably based on what the uniform
is. All the white robes, everything's white
What do you think? Everybody just like packs for a week? I mean, they have to.
No, you don't need anything. That's the whole point.
It's heaven.
Yeah, exactly. They provide everything.
Correct. All right. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes. They said it at 7:20. We will discuss what the mayor of Mack Island said when talking about throwing a pick over the weekend. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 this morning. That includes Would Wiggy Drink It? And the new soda trend here in the fattest nation in the world. And I mentioned Ty Law. I will also mention Hill Notes. Leave one of those at any time on the Odyssey app, a voice note on anything that we are talking about or you think we should be talking about, or poke fun at any and all of us here. And we'll play the best ones back at 9:20 this morning. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending first thing today?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football 38-30, the final after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. But we got to talk about the Lions running back, David Montgomery. He had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
Have you seen some of the stats that have come out regarding this Ravens team? Lamar Jackson, or I think they're the only, or like the only team to score 104 plus points in the first 3 weeks and have a losing record.
Man.
Did you also see the interview before with John Harbaugh? And it was a complete jinx for Lamar. It was like Lamar's stats in Monday Night Football and how dominant he is and how he never loses in Monday Night Football. It was like the entire sit-down
interview.
To
be fair, he was still like tremendous. Yeah. It wasn't his fault that they lost.
And a tough schedule to start for your guy. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm not worried. I mean, they started 0-2 last year, and they were like, what, the number one seed or the number two seed? I'm not concerned in the least.
That's because King Henry got, like, the Ramondres, fumbleitis.
Yeah, three fumbles in three games.
Yeah.
Isn't, no matter how many times you watch him, isn't it shocking how fast he is at that size?
King Henry, yeah.
It's like Bo Jackson.
Yeah, that touchdown he scored, I couldn't. It's unbelievable. The way he jump cuts and then just bursts out is insane.
The fact that he's still doing it at the age he's doing it at, and
31.
Like, and he's like been doing it for like 6 or 7 years straight, is pretty impressive.
The Patriots are mourning the loss of former Vice President of Player Personnel, Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend.
Wow. That's a Hill show jinx. We just talked about him.
We did?
Yes, we did.
We literally just talked about him on
Friday.
Was it Friday?
I think so.
When I was
we were talking about which Greer was it, because I said Brian Flores is the best coach that's not a Belichick coach that's not a head coach now. And you and I were trying to figure out which Greer it was.
Yes, and I was like, remember, I remember working out for, because he was the Patriots GM at the time. And then I might have said Michael Greer, but that was his son.
Now, his son played in the NHL, if I'm correct.
And his son plays in the NHL, or played in the NHL, and then obviously his son in Miami. That is a Hill Show jinx. We literally just talked about
it. The Red Sox back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And most goals have a clear course, like planning a trip, but when it comes to losing 40 or 50 pounds, that's a different story, except with Awaken 180, a clear course to fast, proven weight loss with free support for life, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll have our leads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.